Good morning and welcome to this special edition of MTC Studio, broadcasting live from Irvine, California. My name is Ali Mazahiri. I'm one of the solution architects out of the MTC Irvine and glad to be the host for this session. For today, we want to talk about the IoT, the Internet of My Things in healthcare, and talk about how cloud-based solution along with the variables and data and insight can help us to better manage conditions like type 1 diabetes. The story of type 1 is personal for me. About a year ago, my son Sam was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes out of the blue, and that changed our lives forever. But I was fortunate enough to have access to technologies like Dexcom sensors and also Microsoft Azure, and be able to quickly come up with a solution to help me better manage this condition for my son and get great results. As part of this endeavor, we managed to extend our reach to other team members inside Microsoft, like Microsoft Band Engineering Team, and we had a very great partnership for the past 6 months to create a solution that brings the live data of a blood glucose off of a sensor into a Microsoft Band to help me as a caregiver to have real-time access to my son's data anywhere in the world, whether I'm driving, whether in the car, or on an airplane. To go over the solution architecture, we have different segments for today. In the first segment, I ask my colleague Manjeet from Band Engineering Team to give us an overview about Band. What is Band and how it plays a role in an IoT solution for healthcare? After that, we have Dexcom CDO Jor Valdez, who's going to talk about the company and what they've been up to. And also, we're going to talk about our partnership with Dexcom and what we have planned so far and what's going to come in the near future. And we wrap up the show with a demo of a Band V2 integration with Dexcom Follow to bring the blood glucose to a variable. And with that, I would like to introduce Manjeet. Manjeet, thanks for joining. I know that you're joining remotely from Redmond. Hopefully the weather is nice over there, like Southern California. With that aside, if you don't mind, just introduce yourself about your role and what have you been up to recently with the Band product.
Hi, Ali. Glad to be here. My name is Manjeet, and I'm an engineer on the Microsoft Band SDK team. The weather in Seattle can be a little better, but we don't complain. We enjoy the weather here. With that, I'd like to share some things on Microsoft Band and with Band V2 launch that we just had recently.
I'd like to first talk about Microsoft Band in general. What is the Microsoft Band? Microsoft Band is an all-day wearable device. It is designed to make you live healthier, be more productive, and stay connected. It is packed with 11 different sensors, including optical heart rate sensor, GPS, UV, and barometer. Additionally, the Band has a 48-hour battery life. That's almost 2 days. With a continuous heart rate monitor, the Band tracks your heart rate, steps, stress time, calories burned, exercise, and sleep quality. This data is then processed by Microsoft Health, which helps you analyze the data in vibrant charts and graphs in a mobile app, as well as the web dashboard. Additionally, the Band helps you stay connected and be productive by delivering incoming calls, SMS, emails, and social media notifications. These notifications are user customizable and toggled based on user preferences. The Band is also cross-platform, which means it works with Windows, Android, as well as iOS devices. Now to talk about the development options for the Microsoft Band. There are multiple options for developing for the Microsoft Band. The first is the Band SDK. With the Microsoft Band 2, the Band SDK provides access to 14 sensor streams that the apps can get data from. The SDK also allows developers to create tiles with custom layouts on the Band specific to their application. The application can then send notifications to the tile to let the user know when something interesting has happened. The other features of the SDK are sending haptic notifications and Band theme personalization. The SDK is available for Windows, iOS, as well as Android. The second option for developing for the Microsoft Band is WebTiles. Web tiles allow you to deliver information from virtually any data source on the web to the band in just a few easy steps without writing any code at all. And to demonstrate this, I have a brief demo that I would like to walk you through. So for the web tile demo, I would like to show you how we can get an RSS feed from the Xbox One Wired News website directly onto the Microsoft band. To start off, what we're going to do is go to the Xbox Wire website, scroll down all the way, and get the link to the RSS feed. I'm just going to copy this link, head over to the developer.microsoftband.com website, and click on Web Tile. Once at the Web Tile, we're going to click on Get Started. We're going to accept the terms of use. And we have multiple options for creating our web tile. Now, first, we choose whether this is a single page tile, multiple page tile, or a feed tile. The single and multiple pages relate to RSS or JSON or XML feeds that are not RSS feeds or Atom feeds. In our case, we are going to be presenting a XML RSS feed, so we're going to click on the feed tile. And below, we have multiple presentation options and layouts, so we're just going to stick to the first one, which is a scrolling text wrap. Once we have that selected, we're just going to click Next. And here, we're going to input the URL that we copied over from the Xbox Wire website. So here's that RSS feed, and we're just going to press Next. Now, we see our chosen layout on the left-hand side, in addition to the actual RSS feed on the right-hand side. Now, presenting the information from the RSS feed is just as easy as drag and drop. So for the header, we are just going to display a title. So we are going to drag the title window right here to the header. And for the news itself, we are just going to present the title here. And we're going to drag and drop the title right there. And that's it. We have fulfilled our layout. We press Next. We also have the option of setting up notifications in cases where we want to alert the user if something of interest has happened. Now, we are going to skip this for this step here. And that's it. And now we finish off the web tile by creating a name for the tile. I'm just going to name this Xbox Wire and describe your tile. And so this is Xbox News. Created by, I'm going to type my name and organization. I have the option of using custom icons that are going to display on the Microsoft Man. I'm just going to use the default icon here. And also, I have the option of providing a custom small icon, which is going to show when there's notifications on the Man. Again, for that, to keep the presentation simple, I'm going to use the default icon, and I'm going to press Next. And that's it. Our web tile is all created and it's ready to download. Once we download the web tile, we just have open it up on the Microsoft Health app and share it with a mobile device and open it using Microsoft Health. And Microsoft Health does the rest from there. It actually installs the tile onto the band and then periodically fetches data from the URLs and updates the tile periodically. And finally, the third option for developing for the Microsoft Band is the Cloud API. These are RESTful APIs that provide comprehensive user fitness data from Microsoft Health in easy-to-use JSON format. So with that, I'd like to sign off and leave you with two URLs. One is for the actual URL where you can get the SDK samples and documentation, which is at developer.microsofthealth.com. or microsoftband.com. And if you have any suggestions or ideas that you'd like to incorporate into the SDK or the Microsoft Band, please go to the microsofthealth.uservoice.com website. And with that, I'm really excited to see what Dexcom has to offer and in the demo with the Microsoft Band too. Thank you.
Thank you, Manjit. That was a great presentation and also a great overview of the new capability that is coming with the Microsoft Band V2 and also the capability that we're going to offer as part of the SDK and API access to the Microsoft Help. Now, for the next segment, I have the privilege to have two great guest speakers from Dexcom. And with that, I will let them to introduce themselves, starting with George.
Well, thank you very much, Ali, and thank you for having us here today. My name is George Valdez, and I'm the Chief Technical Officer at Dexcom. I've been with Dexcom for about 10 years now, from prior to when we had our first commercial product. And it's been an absolutely great run and an absolutely great opportunity to help people.
Perfect. Thank you for being here. Nate?
Hi, I'm Nate Heintzman, Senior Manager of Data Partnerships at Dexcom. I joined Dexcom about a year and a half ago to develop our ecosystem programs to enable external innovation and also expand our data partnership capacities. So Ali, thanks so much for having us.
Perfect. So I thought before we kind of talk about, you know, what Microsoft and Dexcom they've been doing together in terms of the partnership, maybe we can ask George to give us a quick overview of Dexcom as a company and also what's the latest and greatest. Again, I'm a big fan of Dexcom. I've been using the Dexcom sensor for my son for more than a year. So I'm more anxious to hear about G5 and all the other advancement in technology in that sector that Dexcom is bringing to the market.
So thank you very much, Ali. So first of all, let me start with, what is CGM? Well, CGM stands for continuous glucose monitoring, and is a different way to go measure your glucose level for people living with diabetics than what's been done for the last 20 or 30 years. So if you look at the technology that's been available to people living with diabetes the last 20 or 30 years, it's been pretty much you take a finger stick. And what that entails is really taking this little lancet device that shoots a needle into your finger and makes and draws blood out. And then you take this little strip of paper that's treated with chemicals and put a blood drop on it. And then you put it into this meter, which then generates your glucose value. It's a very painful process, and it actually has one big downside on it. You can see what your current glucose value is at that moment in time, but you have no idea what direction you're headed in, and the speed of the rate of change. Those are two really important pieces of information which somebody from diabetes can really use to make better decisions along the way. Because, for example, what you would do when you're sitting at 100 going down versus 100 flat versus 100 going up is completely different actions. So our product solves that problem by giving you glucose values every 5 minutes during the entire time that you're wearing it, which today it's approved at the FDA to wear it an entire week. So that is what our continuous glucose monitor is. Dexcom has been around now since 1999. Initially, the company worked on an implantable glucose monitor, which became a very complex system, and we really felt that we could do much better for the public and people living with diabetes by having a system that you could wear outside your body that didn't involve surgery to put on. So back in around 2003-2004, we switched to the body worn system, which is the system that we developed and eventually went commercial in 2006. That system has come a long way from its beginnings. The first system that came out was not very accurate. It was a system that you wore only for 3 days and then it needed to be replaced. The next generation that came after that was our 7-day system, which did have improvements in accuracy. And also you could wear it for an entire week. The system was still not as accurate as really diabetics would like, because almost every sensor was a work of art built by hand in manufacturing. So it wasn't very scalable and there was a lot of variation in the product. Our Gen 4 system that came out in 2012 is the one that really made the breakthrough to really have a repeatable manufacturing process that would yield sensors that are almost identical to each other. It was scalable into the millions of sensors on a yearly basis, and it improved the performance that a diabetic got. So that's really what started to make the adoption of the product substantially grow. And we've going through a huge growth spurt the last couple years, and now we're extremely happy to go present our Gen 5 system. And why am I excited about the Gen 5 system? Well, when you look at the Gen 5 system, it is going into where the whole world is moving into the Internet of Things. It is taking your glucose data and moving it to a device that's going to open up all sorts of opportunities. So let me show you what Gen 5 is made of so you can share the excitement that I have. If you look at the product, some of the components are the same as what we've had over time. So you basically, at the top right-hand side, you can see what the body-worn component is. Basically, the thin wire that you see at the top, at the bottom of it, is the sensor that actually goes into your body. That sensor is about as thick as a couple human hairs, That's what actually does the measurement of the glucose, and that moves into the top half of that, which is really the electronics and the Bluetooth connection, which is the middle component you can see there. And then that device talks to two Bluetooth devices. It'll talk to the Dexcom handheld, and it'll also talk directly to a smartphone with a Dexcom app on it. I'm so excited about the system because the ability to have that data up on the cloud and all the computing that can be done with it and everything that can be done to make a patient's life simpler, that's what's going to open up endless opportunities going forward. So let me go through some of that. Now, this chart shows you a lot of the functions that are also available on the phone, because obviously moving to a phone platform, it enabled us to greatly expand how the ease of use of the product. So pretty much the entire user's guide for the product is built into all the help menus. So now you have it with you instead of this big, huge book that probably gets thrown away when people get it. The screens are much more intuitive. We've done a ton of human factors work on the screens to make it more useful. And you can see what's available on the home screen. You can see your glucose value in the center. You get an arrow that shows you what direction you're going in. You can see a chart that shows you where you've been the last 3 hours. You can turn it landscape mode and it looks like one of the stock charts, where you can actually see what where your glucose has been the last 24 hours. And the more exciting feature too that you can also see on the right hand side of that chart is the share function. Share function is great, and it has been a tremendous impact into making lives for people living with diabetes easier since it was launched with an earlier version. It's going to be greatly improved in Gen 5 because now you just have to carry your phone with you and you get advantage of the share feature. But what it basically does is it allows a diabetic to be able to share their glucose information with up to 5 followers. And why is that exciting? Because it has totally changed the lives of people living with diabetes. When you look at that functionality, and we get emails almost every day from patients thanking us for what this has done for them, you have now the ability for a parent to allow a child to go to a sleepover. And I still remember the first email that we received from a mother that said she could not believe the look of happiness on her daughter's face when she was able for the first time in her life to let her go over on a sleepover because she could watch her glucose all the time. Another example that's come in through emails has been, you know, an example of a diabetic patient who had gone out some afternoon to mow his lawn. He had had a really hard day, came inside, sat down, and passed out because his blood sugar had gone too low. Luckily, he was wearing the share functionality, and his caregivers or family members were able to see that his blood glucose was going low. They tried to reach him and call him, and he was not responding, so they called 911. 911 came to his house and found him passed out on the couch and revived him. That would have not been possible. Those are the scenarios that any diabetic fears, which is you go into a coma, and unfortunately if you go low enough for long enough, you will pass away. So the product has made a huge difference in taking stress out of people's lives and giving them at least some more freedom into what they can do as a diabetic. And that is the beginning of some of the functionality that we can offer by having the data up in the cloud. So let me continue with other functionality that's also available with the Dexcom product. We've also launched a new cloud-based system, both for physicians and for patients using the product. The system basically will allow you to look at a lot of trend information as to where you've been, where you're going, what your patterns look like over time. All information that a diabetic can use to change and modify their behavior and change the amount of insulin they're taking, when they're taking it. So both the patient working with the physician can modify the therapy, and the patient can change things or behavior modification within their day-to-day life. These are just little examples of what we can do going forward, and this is where I'm very excited about the whole opportunity with Microsoft, because I think that we can expand how much can be done to make a patient's life simpler from day to day. If you look at the dozens of decisions that a diabetic patient has to make every day, they're deciding when to take insulin, how much insulin to take, when to eat, and they're doing that dozens of times every day, and it is impossible for a person to keep all the information that's required to make those decisions and improve them over time in their head. And this is where it's the perfect application for cloud-based computing. where you, now you could take advantage of the decisions that that patient has made in the past. And for example, say the last time I was at that glucose value and my glucose was changing in the following direction at a certain rate, I took this amount of insulin. Well, did I get the result that I wanted? If I didn't, I can adjust the next decision. That is just way too much information for any one person to keep in their head. But to be able to do that in the cloud, that's what that's, those systems are made for. So I think we can improve the care for a diabetic patient. We can take stress out of their life just by providing some decision support tools. And again, that's just one example of many things we do. So I'm really excited about looking at the future for Microsoft, both what we can do with the Microsoft Band, what we can do with other Microsoft products on the PC with Windows 10 or on a phone, and what we can do with the cloud connectivity. And now I'll turn it back over to Ali.
Thank you very much, George. That was great. And again, I'm also looking forward to even hear more great stuff from Dexcom. Again, as a user, I cannot appreciate more what you guys are doing in terms of, you know, helping us to manage this condition. And again, looking forward to hear more updates in the near future from your side. I think now is a good time to switch over to Nate and kind of talk about what we've been doing for the past 6-7 months in terms of, you know, Microsoft and Dexcom partnership, and give you guys an update and wrap up with a demo of band integration with the follow.
Thanks, Ali. So a big part of what I do at Dexcom is driving our vision to support a vibrant ecosystem of innovation in the diabetes space. We do that by engaging with our lead users, by working to amplify the value and utility of CGM data through partnerships with companies like Microsoft, and ultimately taking a very collaborative approach to supporting choice in diabetes management because it is such a personal disease. So toward that point about engaging with our lead users, in fact, I first met Ali in January of this year up here at the Microsoft Tech Center in Irvine when I was attending an event hosted here at Microsoft on behalf of Night Scout, which is a really innovative collective of individuals and lead users of Dexcom's devices. And Ali and I got to talking, realized that we had a lot in common in terms of our passion for using data and technology to improve diabetes management, and realized that maybe there was something that we could do as respective representatives of Dexcom and Microsoft. For example, getting Dexcom CGM data onto Microsoft Band. So a couple of months after we first spoke, the first visual manifestation appeared, as pictured here on the right. This was our initial effort to bring Dexcom data onto Microsoft Band through the Night Scout pipeline and using the Microsoft Band Beta Software Developer Kit. So this picture generated a lot of interest online for its novelty as a glanceable display of CGM data outside of a normal medical device. Following that, in May 2015, we kicked off the project with direct support from the Microsoft Band team and other iOS developers at Dexcom, and we will shortly give you a demo of our prototype. And then just a couple months after that, brought even more of the teams together for an architectural design session at the Irvine Microsoft Tech Center so we could further discuss Microsoft's wearables and cloud solutions for integration with Dexcom's Share and Follow smartphone applications. I think that's really great evidence of the breadth of the partnership that we hope to achieve with Microsoft, because diabetes, blood glucose is really the key vital sign in diabetes management, but there's so much more that goes into diabetes decision making. Anytime a patient wants to give themselves a dose of insulin, they have to take into account so many different factors, including their blood glucose, but also things like physical activity, stress, location. There are so many factors that go into it. So one of the things that excites us a lot is the ability to leverage Microsoft's cloud solutions, including the Microsoft Health solution, for its integration with many popular fitness devices and apps. It really helps to bring some of that context to diabetes management, and I think really represents the future of where management of this disease is going to go. I should also point out that we're going to be equipping all of the Microsoft Tech Center locations with the Dexcom G5 solution for demo on iPhone and Windows platforms. We will be starting with 5 centers in the coming months, and we will expand from there. let's move into a demo of the Dexcom Follow app plus Microsoft Band data visualization. I would like to thank Eric Cohen, who is the head of Dexcom's iOS team. He couldn't be here today for the demo, but he really did the heavy lifting on the Dexcom side. So thanks so much, Eric. And Ali, take it away.
Thank you, Nate. So what you guys see, I have an iPhone 6, which is running on iOS 9. And this is the device that I'm going to go and demonstrate the capability of band integration with the Dexcom Follow. As you can see on the screen, if you go to the App Store today, and if you are a Dexcom user, you can easily download all these FDA-approved applications, things like Dexcom G5, which George and Nate talked about it. This is the latest version of the Dexcom solution that you can leverage to manage your numbers and diabetes. Also, we have the older version of Share 2 and also the application called Follow. The apps that we're going to demonstrate today in terms of the band integration is the Follow app. And what you can see with the Follow, as a parent or a caregiver of somebody who has type 1, like you know, in my case with my son, the Follow app allows me to monitor the movement of the blood glucose numbers in a period of time. So as you can see, I can go with the 3 hour, 6 hour, 12 hour. And one thing I really like about the Follow app, it's that not only it shows me the real-time blood glucose number, it also shows me the trend. This helps me to understand whether, you know, for instance, my son's blood glucose is gonna go high or it's gonna go low, and be able to kind of react to that change of trend as it needed to avoid certain situations like, you know, really, really low blood glucose, which could be really dangerous, or a high blood glucose in reverse. One thing that we have here also is the addition of the app called Microsoft Health. So as Manjit talked about, this is the application that is a cross-platform app that runs on Android, iOS, and Windows. And this app basically connects your band to the phone and gives you all the insights, like, you know, your workout routines and information, your sleep patterns. And there are lots of other data that comes from the sensors on the band V2 and also the original band. But one thing that you see here, if I go and look at the managed tiles, on top of all the out-of-box tiles capability that we have with the Microsoft band, we also now have the Dexcom Follow. This is what Eric worked on in terms of expanding the capability of the Follow app to include the band integration. And this is how the Microsoft Health can communicate with the app, which is called Follow, to get the data and be able to project on a secondary screen, which in this case is going to be a band version 2. Getting back to the home screen, we're going to go ahead and launch the Follow app. So usually I look at my son's blood glucose, but for today's demo, we have this sampler that shows the data. In this case, it's going to be my blood glucose. So as you can see, 107 is a good number. It looks like that, you know, probably have a healthy diet and I don't have any spike. But I don't want to have this phone on my hand all the time. So there are times that, you know, I'm driving or, you know, I may do something that I cannot hold the hand 24/7 to see what's going on. And this is where wearing a Microsoft band is going to help me to have a glance over the data whenever is needed. In this case, you know, whenever the blood glucose goes above certain limit, like let's say, you know, 180, or is going below certain level, like 80, I can get the notification and be able to act upon whatever that is needed to correct the course and making sure that the glucose number is going to be in the range that is desired. So we're going to switch quickly to the Microsoft band. So as you can see right now, I'm wearing a Microsoft band version 2, which, by the way, I want to thank the band engineering team for sending us the early prototype so we can demonstrate the integration on a V2. This is right now on pre-sale, so you guys can go online and order it if you want to. But for the demo, I'm going to go ahead and turn on the band. So this is the welcome screen. I can easily go ahead and see that I have the follow tile displayed on my band. All I have to do is to go and select the tile. And in a second, I should be able to get the real data. And if you guys do a comparison between the iOS follow and also the band, you're going to see that it's going to be the same number. One thing that Eric did, which I really like, is that in case of a caregiver, if you are following more than one person with diabetes, the integration allowing you to glance over multiple profiles and be able to see the data from multiple person versus just, you know, one patient with type 1 diabetes. So again, this was a very quick demonstration of how we can integrate variables such as Microsoft Band by using the available API to Dexcom Follow app and also the Share app. And again, a very tangible example of how Inner of My Thing works. In this case, my story is about managing my son's diabetes by wearing this Microsoft Band and also using the Follow app to constantly monitor the blood glucose and be able to come up with some sort of solution to keep everything in range. But the same flow and the same architecture can be used to manage other condition related to healthcare, whether this is, you know, managing the blood pressure or, you know, other health conditions. It's all about using the sensors, all the devices around us, being able to capture all the data, bring them all together, using cloud powers like machine learning and predictive analytics tools to come up with some decisions and use the technology to better manage the conditions, whether it's a type 1 diabetes, whether it's a health condition regarding heart or any other organs. And Nate, again, I'm very privileged to have this opportunity to work with you guys and looking forward to do more in the near and long-term future.
Yeah, I think this is a great sign of things to come, really bringing technology to bear for diabetes self-management and clinical care. The Internet of Things, data technology have so much to offer in really allowing patients to personalize their diabetes management and allowing parents and family members and other caregivers to really participate in the process. So it's really been a pleasure for Dexcom to work with the Microsoft team. And Ali, thanks so much for helping to nucleate this partnership. We're looking forward to continuing.
Perfect. Before we wrap up, if you guys have any question in terms of, you know, how this solution was built, what does it take to bring the same integration to your solution or software for any healthcare related topics, feel free to reach out to us, your account representative who invited you guys, or if you guys have a Dexcom rep, definitely reach out to them, and we are more than glad to provide you more detail and work with you guys, and hopefully we're going to see more example like this in a near term future. With that, I would like to wrap up the presentation for today. Thank you again for your time. And we're gonna open up for Q&A. So if you guys have any question at this moment, feel free to type in your question, and I'll be more than glad to answer those questions for the next 10-15 minutes that we have.